Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vince Colbert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vince Colbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oliva. Unser reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Unser moves to third. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cott. Johnson moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Vince Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Roof reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Nettles goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roof scores. There goes Cott trying to get to second. Johnson throws the ball into Duffy, who relays the ball to Broemer, who tags Cott for the out. It's 3-2, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Chambliss moves to third. Bell moves to second. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Vince Colbert. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss scores. Bell moves to third. Duffy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Twins. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Cott moves to second. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Broemer. Killebrew moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Darwin pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Killebrew trying to get to home. Unser throws the ball into Fossey, who tags Killebrew, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Darwin moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Darwin moves to third. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Darwin now playing left field. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Cott reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to third. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to home to get caught. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Monson pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-3 in the game. Fossey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Roy Foster pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive towards center. Nettles catches it and throws to second to double up Bell. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.